Best 5 minutes of the day. Need a fan, I guess, Jason Cans. I don't remember a lot of excessive heat warnings, but we got one these next couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a warm one, I think. I'm glad I work indoors.
I know. Yeah, air conditioning. Whoever invented that, boy, thank you.
Yeah. Did you have central air a lot when you were in Liberia? I'm guessing no.
Yeah, obviously we didn't even have electricity, right? And so we had a generator just for nighttime for a fan. Although there was an air conditioner for like one or two rooms with much work to get that. And so that was a major accomplishment for a month or two. But yeah. And so, and obviously not everybody has air. And so you hope and pray that they've at least got a fan. But hey, let's look out for each other these next couple days, right? This is really nasty stuff. So
yeah, stay well hydrated. I mean, all of that stuff.
Right.
Stay in the shade when you can. I mean, it's going to be important.
I sent Dawson a list of something I got maybe from government. Maybe we'll try to pass that. Yeah. No pets in the cars. No leaving pets in the cars here. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you're working 5 days this week. That's not your typical, just such a busy, so much in demand or what?
Well, you know, I actually made a mistake looking at I this year I planned all of my vacation beginning in January, the days I would take off, and realized I had overbooked myself, and so I had to give some days back. And so this week is one of them where I will not be taking off on Friday as I traditionally do in the summer. And so it's working 5 days, getting back into my typical fall schedule, and I guess that's okay. I should have planned better.
In some ways, you got to book ahead, though, because you're booking your appointments way out, too, right?
That's exactly right. My appointments are typically booked 8 to 9 months ahead of time, which is really challenging. And so I like to get stuff on the books as far ahead as I can. And, yeah, so that's kind of what transpired there, and I'll have to muscle through, work 5 days.
Yeah, well, you like the 4 day week, though, it sounds like.
I do. I love a 4 day week. I wish that was my regular schedule. But
I actually read with the teacher shortage, more and more schools, not around here that I've heard, but more and more schools nationally are going to 4 days. All right, we got some stuff to do. Love letter 33. We're halfway through. The word, Micah, you are guilty, you are pardoned. Larry Crabb's 66 love letters in the back. In the epilogue, he gives the Bible in 66 paragraphs. And for Micah, he says this: don't make it your goal to get others to live right. Focus rather on walking with me, doing what is just, and loving others. That famous verse, Micah 6:8. Don't listen to preachers who encourage you to value the blessings of life over the forgiveness of sins. Only forgiven people forgive others and live justly with them.
Man, I really like that first part there. I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but don't worry so much about how others live.
Yeah, don't make it your goal to get others to live right. Focus rather on walking with me. Yeah.
Man, I think we all need to hear that, because there is so much of this trying to get others to live right. And, we have to kind of deal with our own hearts. And so I really appreciate that one this morning.
Great verse, Micah 6:8. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. I think there's a Pat Barrett song in that regard. I'll look for that. All right. This morning I went back and read, as we're in Galatians 6 now, I went back and read what Eugene Peterson, his intro to Galatians, which is so good. And tell me, what is the book again from Peterson that is his summary, his introduction to all the books of the Bible?
It's called The Invitations, or Invitation. It's really, it's just his introductions to each book of the Bible, and it's excellent.
Yeah, it's so good. Here's what he quickly says for Galatians. You know, when men and women get their hands on religion, one of the first things they often do is turn it into an instrument for controlling others, either putting or keeping them in their place. So anyhow, just it's worth looking at for people. All right, Galatians 6, 4, and 5 today.
Says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. I sense a theme this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. And so it sums up this way in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. At the same time, do not leave the ongoing work of the kingdom to everyone else. Everybody plays a role. The body of believers works best when everyone does their part. If others in the church are doing amazing things in service to the kingdom, but you are disengaged, do not boast by saying, our church is doing great things, because then you are bragging about others' work. I want everyone involved.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, I think we're each called to roll up our sleeves as God calls us to. And I think that the role of loving well falls to each of us.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, stay cool and hydrated. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
Tuesday Trivia Round 2, Dad and Dawson, the Whip Wake Up Show. Caleb due back tomorrow. We're just 4 days away from our 50th anniversary celebration, but we're celebrating with a contest here today. Your chance to win a digital download to the Jesus Revolution movie, the highly acclaimed faith-based film, or how about the soundtrack from another highly acclaimed faith-based film a week away. It was on Netflix, very good production. So remakes of a lot of familiar songs from Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Amy Grant, and so on. So your pick of those two, but you got to get the right answer to this question. If you haven't won the last month, you're eligible. 723-2555. There are around 40,000 of these in the world each day. Dawson's going to give you a hint. There are around 40,000 of these in the world each day. The only guess we had for young Karen was weddings, and that was incorrect.
We have another caller on the line, though, to give it another shot.
You want to start us off with your hint?
I think he's got a guess already, so
okay.
we'll get into it after this. What are you thinking? Well, introduce yourself.
What's your name?
This is Dwayne from Medford.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi. I think it is thunderstorms.
You do? Why do you say that?
Well, I Googled it.
That's all there is to it.
Okay, I thought I had Googled it and found it to be Google free, but...
You managed to get there nonetheless. So you've got yourself... which prize do you want to come away with today? That a week away CD or the Jesus Revolution digital download?
A week away, please.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll leave it at the front desk for you to pick up or have a friend bring it to church for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Dwayne. Congratulations.
Well, you got your answer there, folks. My hint was going to be it was something that we might want this week.
Yeah.
Something we might be looking for. With all the heat coming our way, of course. And, well, I guess it was not needed. Got there in the end, regardless. Well, I guess that's Tuesday Trivia.
Let's try to do a song off of A Week Away. I think
sure.
You can dig it. Place in This World from Kevin Quinn.
I remember listening to that
song
when
Bailey Madison. Yeah, you knew the Michael W. Smith.
Yeah.
That's what I think about 50 years of WWIB. As long as you've been alive, there's always been WWIB.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll play songs all the time, and I'll be like, yeah, I listened to this when I was like half the age I am now.
Right.
I'm playing it for who knows who.
Yeah, I've got something here this morning. Dad and Doss, the Whip Wake Up Show. Caleb returns tomorrow.
Heading back to school. We want to teach you something.
Dawson, you're a single guy, 22 years old.
I am.
And we're asking, in a survey, women said these things can make a man instantly attractive.
Kicking off the list, have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
They
say, I don't need to date a comedian, but conversation should flow from serious to silly.
That makes sense to me.
I think, you know, having a sense of humor, that's interesting. That's right on top of the list.
Yeah.
Next is, don't take yourself too seriously.
They went on to say they were on a third date with a guy who got bumped while eating ice cream. His nose and chin were covered with vanilla, and they laughed because they thought it was cute. He was visibly upset and insisted he go straight home to take a shower. Needless to say, they didn't go out again.
Wow, what an example.
Yeah.
Go home and take a shower?
A full shower.
Oh, my. All right. A third one is be kind.
Yeah.
Woman says.
Mm-hmm. They wanted someone who was kind to drive-through workers, animals, old people, and, of course, them.
That's a song from Jason Gray. Can we get Be Kind, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, to play after this. Yeah, definitely.
That's a great song.
Maybe one you resonate with here.
Yeah.
Good grammar.
It is one I resonate with. Here's what the survey writer says. There's a reason the internet makes fun of people who can't form a coherent sentence or can't figure it out if they're there. But here's the thing. The double negative is kind of a nails in the chalkboard to me.
That was what you brought up, yeah.
And I just feel like that is a big turnout. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It just bothers me.
There ain't no way you'd go out with someone who used a double negative.
Right.
Some other ones that mentioned self-care, shower at least once a day, clean under your nails, take care of your feet and toes, wear clothes that fit and aren't left over from college, dress your age.
Two more. Another one. In a survey, women said these things can make a man instantly attractive. Be a reader. Everywhere we look, say the women, people are on their phones. But when I see a guy somewhere reading a book, some of the ladies say they're interested in him and what he's reading. Mm. Well, I would just contend with it. I love reading, and we have a lot of books. But I think sometimes you're frequently reading your phone, aren't you?
That's a good point. And also they say, like, a guy who's, like, you know, at a park or a public space who's reading, maybe it's just not something I've ever done. But if I'm going to read a book, I'm not going to, like, oh, I'm going to go hit the town and read my book. That feels like I'm just wanting people to acknowledge that I'm reading.
Having said that, we live close to, what, McDonough Park? Not often. I've liked to go out to the park and read the Bible.
So maybe it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Final one. This should go without saying. Self-confidence. Don't be cocky, but do own, appreciate, and enjoy the body, career, and life you've made for yourself. Honestly, that just seems like good advice outside of trying to be appealing to someone.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
There we go. Yeah. All right. There we go. So we'll see if we get Dawson married off here.
That's what that was about. That's what we're leading up to. Jason Gray saying, be kind. I hope you're kind to me, whether I get married or not. Great.